Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. This is To My Brother, and I'm your host, Mehdi. It's great to have all of you here, and today we want to talk about a character who not only influenced Muslims across the world, but influenced many non-Muslims as well. This great personality is the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace and blessings upon him. Imam Ali alayhi salam was brought up under the care of the Holy Prophet Muhammad when he was just a small child. And so in this manner, the foundation of the moral and spiritual education of this magnificently intelligent child was based by the Prophet of Islam himself, the greatest educator of all mankind. Imam Ali's mental faculties were to an extent that he believed in the Holy Prophet and his mission at the tender age of 8. Therefore, Imam Ali, contrary to the other companions of the Holy Prophet, had never worshipped idols and never partook in the unreasonable demands, the oppressive actions, or the unjust acts of the Arab chieftains. Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio. The program is To My Brother, and we're discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So, dear friends, as we continue to speak about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, we realize that this is truly a divine persona. Now, why would it be any different, especially when we consider the fact that Imam Ali alayhi salam was raised and nurtured and educated and trained by the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi himself, to the point where Imam Ali alayhi salam says that I would follow the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him, like a baby camel would follow his mother. Now, what's really interesting in this example that Imam Ali alayhi salam gives is that this baby camel not only follows behind the mother, but the neck and the head, and you could say half of the body of the baby camel is at the side of the mother camel. So it's kind of a very intimate and very close following that Imam Ali alayhi salam here is referring to. And so clearly, when an individual from a very young age all the way through adolescence and manhood is this close to the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him, then this individual by the name of Imam Ali alayhi salam is in reality the living, breathing miracle of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. One of the things that we find that is very apparent in the persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam is the fact that His Eminence was very far from greed. Greed was something that was not a part of his persona. Now, whether this is greed for material possessions or whether it is a spiritual status or whether it is social or economic status, we find that His Eminence did not have greed for any of these things. Now, this comes from this aspect that one has to detach themselves from the world. The more attachment that we have to the material aspect of the world, then the more we will have a greed for it. And the greed for material possessions and wealth is such that it is an insatiable greed. In certain traditions, we find that it is related to or comparable to drinking salt water. So if you drink salt water, you know, ocean water, it just increases your thirst, and then you drink more salt water, and then that increases your thirst, eventually killing the individual. And so this greed for the materialistic possessions of the world is such that it is insatiable, and it will really lead to one's perdition, both in this world and the next. So Imam Ali alayhi salam, again, we find that he is far from greed in all its various different forms. We've only spoken about the material, worldly form of this greed, right? And when it comes to the worldly, material form of greed, we find that Imam Ali alayhi salam, he has divorced the world, in his own words, three times. So the important thing to note about this, why three times, is because the first two times that you do a divorce, according to the jurisprudential rulings, the thing that you know, the woman that has been divorced can return if allowed. So in this respect, Imam Ali alayhi salam, is if it was only two divorces, then the world could have come back to him. But the third divorce, according to jurisprudential rulings, is one in which there is no return. The wife cannot return back to the husband unless there are certain other conditions that are fulfilled. But it is, you could say, a permanent separation. And this is what Imam Ali alayhi salam, he refers to, this permanent separation of him from the worldly materialistic world. And of course, something that if we want to attain prosperity and salvation, both in this world and the next, we are going to have to implement in our lives. A beautiful and profound lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: خالط الناس مخالطة، إن متم معها بكوا عليكم، وإن عشتم حنوا إليكم.
Imam Ali, peace be upon him, said, "Meet people in such a manner that if you die, they should weep for you, and if you live, they should long for you."
We invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
There are two interesting titles which can be linked to Amir al-Mu'mineen. One is Abu Turab and the other is Imam al-Muttaqeen. On the physical dimension, we see that during the 25 years of the reign of the three Khulafa, Amir al-Mu'mineen spent a lot of time going outside Medina, all the way to the place known as Yambu, reviving the barren land by digging deep water wells and also planting palm trees in thousands in those areas. On a spiritual level, we saw the summary of the talk that we had, that the love of Ali works as a way of diagnosing the spiritual health of a heart. If there is iman in a heart, that is the healthy heart. And the sign of that would be if there is love of Ali in it or not. If there is hatred of Ali in that heart, it is the sign that it is sick and it is dead with nifaq and hypocrisy. And if there is doubt and confusion in that heart, then it is a heart which is known as marid. Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran uses this term, وَفِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٍ. And this is where Amir al-Mu'mineen's law becomes a very important way of knowing the state of the spiritual heart of a person. I talked about the land known as Yambu. And this is where Amir al-Mu'mineen had dug about 7 water wells and dedicated them for use for pilgrims and the travelers who would be coming in that way. And when it came to the palm trees that he had planted there, he made that into an endowment, an waqf, to be used for the family as well as for charity. Even outside Medina, if you remember, I talked about a neighborhood which is now one of the suburbs of Medina, known as Abyar Ali. Abyar is plural of Be'er, which means the water wells. Abyar Ali, water wells of Ali. Let me add one more here, that even inside Medina itself, Amir al-Mu'mineen was able to purchase a house from the revenue of these gardens, that he dedicated even that house as a source of charity. We have actually a narration from Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, where he actually gives the actual writing of the document about that house, where he says, Amir al-Mu'mineen wrote, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, هذا ما تصدق به علي بن أبي طالب وهو حي سوي. That this is what Ali ibn Abi Talib has given in charity while he was alive and well, in good health. تصدق بداره التي في بني زريق. And he met this house in Bani Zurayq, a neighborhood there in Medina, as a sadaqa. لا تباع ولا توهب. This cannot be sold and cannot be gifted to anyone. حَتَّى يَرِثَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي يَرِثَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Till the end of this dunya, when Allah will become the heir of everything. وَأَسْكَنَ هَذِهِ. Then he specifies the condition there. وَأَسْكَنَ هَذِهِ الصَّدَقَ خَالَاتِهِ مَا عِشْنَا وَعَاشَ إِقَبُهُنَّ. He says, I dedicate this house as a charity initially for my aunts from the mother's side, and as long as they are alive, they will use it and live in there, or their children. فَإِذَا انْقَرَضُوا. But the children and the descendants there, they abandon or they disappear or they are no more there. فَهِيَ لِذَلِ الْحَاجَ مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Then this will become a charity for the poor and the needy among the Muslims.
تمام ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به اسلام چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به هر دینی
human in general whether a muslim non-muslim or even a disbeliever respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib. This means Ali ibn Abi Talib is a global character who is respected by Sunnis, Shias, and even non-Muslims. Everyone, even the faithless people, respect Imam Ali and his personal values.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en, Call of Islam page. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.